Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of The Pulse. So good to have you. We're already seeing some familiar names, which I guess is like your face in the chat. So we're seeing some familiar faces and want to welcome you to today's episode. Normally, Pastor Troy is here. If you're not sure who I am, my name is Pastor Ryan Warren. I get to serve here at Open Door and serve alongside Pastor Troy as a student pastor. That's right. I know you hear that and you're like, what is that? I can go ahead and tell you it's the best gig here. It is by far the best gig here. I get to hang out with all of our teenagers and our students and their families, their parents, who are learning a lot about all kinds of stuff. And so happy to be with you here and welcome you. I do want to go ahead and start off on this note and welcome some of our new Stage 3 partners with ODX. Nicola in here in Texas, Jason, Roland in Tennessee. Thank you so much for being a part of this. April in North Carolina, Carolyn, Aubrey, Murray, fellow Texan as well. Thank y'all so much for joining in. And listen, y'all may have been wondering how you can go ahead and get involved. A great way to do that, whether you're joining us for the first time or you've been a part of the Pulse for a while now, is to go ahead. There's a like button on the platform that you're joining in from. There's a comment section. We'd love for you to leave a comment and where you're joining in from. And we'd also like for you to share this. And it's like, well, what's the point of sharing? Listen, whenever you invite somebody somewhere, what you're inviting them into is to experience what you're experiencing. So if you invite somebody to a restaurant or invite somebody to go to a movie, what you're wanting to do is have a shared experience. And for the Pulse, we're doing a couple of things. We want to make sure that we're staying very current in what God is doing ultimately, but we also like to stay up to date in what's happening both locally and globally around the world. And so the Pulse is this thing that God's gifted us with to be responsible with and share what he's doing and what's going on around the world. So you're in a great place. And if you've been looking for a prophetic community to be a part of, you've found it. Congratulations. All of your searching, all of your praying has led to this. So let us know if it's your first time. Let us know it's your first time. Let us know that it's your first time. And you're like, hey, I'm new here. Start with your name. And one of our incredible moderators that are here that do such a great job will greet you and let you know what next steps you can take. But that's a great way to start. Like, share, subscribe. People are saying things like that. We really mean it because we want you to have the same experience that we are and also find your unique message from the Lord in all of this. It's going to be great. Next one, we have some Stage 2 partners. And for some of you, you're like, I heard Stage 3, I heard Stage 2. Y'all, ODX.TV is our online platform where we are able to share with you both recent sermons. I'm going to be talking about Pastor Troy's message series here in just a few minutes before we go to him for Bible study. But you also have access to all of our conference, worship, praise and worship sets, all of our conference material. Pastor Troy, if you're a fellow pastor out there, Pastor Troy has a pastor's corner where he shares all of these lessons that he's learned the hard way, and you can learn them the simple and the easy way by checking out Pastor's Corner on ODX.TV. And also, it's a great way that if you, maybe you heard a sermon or you were tuning in for maybe Joseph Z was in town, maybe Pastor Alan DiDio was here or Pastor Darren Stott. Maybe you heard Brian Schwartz say something at a conference and you're like, oh, what did they say exactly? Listen, all of our speakers, all of the pastors, everyone that comes in to speak at conferences on a Sunday, Wednesday, wherever, y'all, all of their sermon notes are on ODX.TV as well. So you get access to those and they're there for you. You can take those and take them into the Bible study that you're a part of or that you're leading. You can use it for personal study, but all of that information is there for you on ODX. So if you're like, man, what's the difference? Stage 1, Stage 2, Stage 3. Listen, whenever you become a Stage 3 and a lifetime member, you have access to it from now until eternity. It's going to be great. And then at the different ones, it just changes what access you have whenever you log into ODX. So some of our new Stage 2 partners, we have 34 new ones. Y'all, it's incredible. Yeah, there's that. We have that sound effect specifically for the number 34. See, watch, 37, nothing. 42, nothing. 34. See? That's how synced up we are here. That's incredible. Should we have a different noise for each number? I don't know. Maybe this would be that's just for specific ideas. And I only ever hear the cricket sound whenever I'm here. So that I'll just go ahead and learn that as well. That's another one that's unique to me being here. Yeah. So there's all kinds of stuff that we can do. Y'all, hey, don't miss this. We want to have fun with y'all. Y'all, anybody out here who's spreading the message that you're following Jesus and it has to be this and this and this and this, listen, if anybody says that following Jesus can't be fun and adventurous, I'm going to throw the challenge flag. I'm throwing it because I read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then I read through the book of Acts, and there's adventures all over the place. Watching Jesus do incredible, it's supposed to be fun. So thank y'all for having fun with us. But Sherry in Florida, Sarah, Arizona, Elisa in Missouri. Thank you so much. All of our new Missouri friends. My goodness, so many of you out there, so many more. And then our stage three partners. We have 13 of those. Yeah, we're working on it. We're going to go get a sound effect for 13. Stephanie in Pennsylvania, so good to have you. Michael in Texas. Christy, another fellow friendly Texan. Guys, God bless you. Thank you all so much for joining in. Well, today, y'all, Pastor Troy is going to be leading in Bible study. And before I throw it over to Pastor Troy, I want to invite y'all because he's right in the middle of a sermon series, Justice League. Y'all, I saw the intro package. I'm a huge comic fan. I drift a little more on the Marvel side, but so many comic fans out here. And we've had people that visited the church the past 2 weeks specifically because they saw this and they were interested in seeing how the church was going to be able to bridge these two things. So we have people who, like, their different areas of their life are starting to connect and they're starting to see, hey, listen, Jesus isn't going to tell you no. Jesus just wants to be a part of whatever you're doing. And we have people who are carrying testimonies that they're starting to realize, I had this hobby, I had this part of my life, I had this area that I was thinking about, and I'm just inviting Jesus into it. Y'all, this series, while it is very, very specific to the mission and things that God's called us to be a part of, specifically Pastor Troy, he's followed Jesus for 40 years, he's been in ministry for 40 years, and he's been sharing the past couple of weeks some really big time stories and big lessons that he's learned as he's seen God speak up for people who do not have a voice, show up for people who nobody's shown up for, people being rescued that whenever they had no idea, they didn't think anybody was going to show up and rescue them, give them a voice, provide for them, protect them, promote them. He's sharing a lot of really, really good stuff. So you can go ahead and check out the first two messages on this, get caught up to speed, and he's going to keep going. And y'all are like, how do I get caught up to speed? Well, we just share with you, odx.tv. You can check the messages here on the platform that you're checking out. But get caught up to speed on this because what I am very confident in right now is that God is syncing all of us up in a really real way. He's getting people in the positions that they need to be. He's getting them around the people that he wants them to be around. And he is releasing purpose on a way that I have not seen in my entire life. So Justice League is just one example of this sermon series that Pastor Troy is leading. And he's just sharing, y'all, it's like he's just sharing what God's been speaking to him about. That's what he usually shares, what preaching is whenever he gets asked to go. He just says, if you ever wonder what you're supposed to talk about, just talk about what God's talking to you about. And God is very much talking with him about justice, about what it is, about what it's not, about what's important to God about it, about what we've made a big deal about that God hasn't really shared and been like, that's really important to me. We want to know exactly what's important to God so we can make it a really important thing. Justice League is all about that. So we want to invite you to join in on that, and you can catch up with Pastor Troy that way and what he's doing across all of our community. So with that said, we also want to invite you, listen, if you have prayer requests, this may be a new thing for you to know that there's a ministry out there that's available 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can give us a call, 877-413-0888. And we have an incredible prayer team. Y'all get to spend time with them every week. I sent them an audio prayer just to encourage them this morning, and they're ready to pray with you, to celebrate with you. And so at any time during Bible study, maybe Pastor Troy is about to share something, and it's gonna awaken a prayer need, a prayer concern that you have. Listen, there's no point in you delaying it. If the Lord prompts you to call and pray with somebody, just share with them two sentences. That would be enough for them to know how to pray with you, and they'd love to connect with you. So 877-413-0888. Go ahead and give us a call. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how we can pray with you. So today, on today's episode of The Pulse, y'all, we are continuing our Bible study series, and we know there are so many people who are just like, I was doing this. I was missing something. Listen, people are realizing you were hungry for God's word the whole time. And you were eating all kinds of stuff that was not satisfying. You were trying to put so different things in your mind to level and piece things out. You were trying to heal places of your heart. And you're starting to realize that God's word is without error. All of his promises are yes and amen. And there are so many of you who are taking your first steps, next steps, and deep steps in Bible study. And y'all, Pastor Troy has an incredible one for us today. So with that, let's kick it over to Pastor Troy for an amazing Bible study. God bless y'all.
Well, my goodness. Here you are again, and while I'm out traveling the world and gadivating around over in Uganda right now, I thought I would leave you guys with some cool Bible studies, and it's actually Shay's idea and Rebecca's idea, so I shouldn't be taking credit for it, but no, I'm going to go ahead and take credit for it. They're both in the room right now. Now that I've said that, I started doing a study. Well, let me back up just a little bit. As we get off into this Bible study, I'd like to talk to you just about Bible studying for just a minute. in different kinds of Bibles and how important it is to study the Word of God the right way. And the right way, I don't mean religiously. I mean the way that works for you. Okay, so when the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. It doesn't mean train up your child in the way that you think he should go. It means the way that works for your child. So just off camera here, Rebecca and Shay, who they're very, very compatible, they are also two different people, okay? There are some ways as a spiritual dad that I can lean into Rebecca and say, I know that you'll do better in this. And Shay, I know that you'll do better in this. Okay, train up a child in the way that he should go. And that also means that if you have multiple kids, they might need to be in different schools. And even though it's really convenient and it's terribly inconvenient, if you have multiple kids for them to be in different schools at the same time, sometimes it's impossible. But you really need to question if it's impossible or not, or is it just wildly inconvenient? Because the way one child learns, the setting might be better for that child at this one and that one. That's the spirit of it. And that's also my spirit whenever it comes to studying the Word of God. I believe that there are very superior translations of the Bible. And I have my favorites. I am a King James guy. But I want to tell you, I am a King James guy first and foremost because I came from a fundamentalist Baptist background before I became a Holy Ghost person. And whenever that happened, I didn't even know there was any translation. It's just like that's what you did as a Baptist, as a fundamentalist Baptist, you're a King James guy. However, I stuck with it for two different reasons. Number one, because it's how I recall Scripture. And it's how I remember Scripture is the way that I learned it when I was a kid, when I was a young man. And then the second reason I stuck with the King James is I truly believe that it is a superior translation. I mean, I do. There are a lot of nefarious things and a lot of modern translations. And me and Pastor Alan DeDio are going to have a whole thing on that. He desperately wants he and I to get together and do an hour-long show on different translations and what's in this translation, what has been left out of it, and why. But and that's true. It's certainly true with the NIV and with other things like that. But however, I'm not going to be mad at you if you're an NIV person because you don't speak like King James. And by the way, the King James language that we have now is not the King James language of the 1611. So you're like, only the 1611. The King James you have now is not the 1611. It is a modern translation of the 1611 because we don't even talk like that anymore. So even the King James is a modern translation. And so there's part of that whole thing that is just ridiculous, and I'm not interested in any of that. I am, however, what works for me is the King James. Now, you'll probably notice that when I preach out of the New King James, because I'm smart enough to know that people don't speak like King James or like how the word is written within the King James. And I'm actually trying to teach people and to help them learn. But finally, I'm going to say this. If you think, hey, it can only be King James and it can't be anything else except for King James, ask a Messianic Jew what they think of the King James, because I have never known a hardcore Messianic Jew that was hardcore into the Bible that isn't mad at the King James. They always are. And like, why would Messianic Jewish people, because the King James, those people got together and when they wrote the Word of God, they specifically wrote it in such a way to where they tried to make it as non-Jewish as possible. And that's real. And that's even the King James. And so while I'm a King James guy, which means a lot of zealots immediately go, oh, that means that you don't like any of the translation. Here's what I'm going to tell you. In your study of the Word of God, there is no substitute for looking up the words in Hebrew and in Greek. There is no substitute for what I call the Pastor Troy version. Okay. So like I had the New King James, the KJV, and then I had the PTV. The PTV is when I say something like in the King James, when it says, you know, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. Most people who know that scripture, if you ask them, and they're like, yeah, I know the kingdom of heaven suffereth violent, the violent take it by force. And you say, okay, what does that mean? They'll say, well, it means the kingdom of heaven suffereth violent, the violent take it. They don't know what it means. They don't have a clue what it means. Like, okay, is he talking about you have to take the kingdom? Meaning you have to forcefully take the kingdom in order to enter into heaven? You have to do it by force? That don't make any sense. Or does it mean you bring the kingdom into something? And the only, what is that? Man, you had better, if you, just because you know how a Bible translation says something and you can say that, doesn't matter any more than quoting Shakespeare. Like, okay, like, you know, by the twitching of my thumb, something wicked this way comes. Okay, well, that's cool to be able to quote Shakespeare, and it's cool to be able to quote the Bible, but if there's not practical application and understanding of it. So if you're going to ask me, Pastor Troy, if the King James says, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force, what does that mean to you? I'd say, well, the PTV, the Pastor Troy version of that same exact verse, is people in the kingdom make room for violence, and the violent take it by force. Yeah, you got to make room for the fight. You got to make room for the fight. That's what it means. So when it comes to the Word of God, you find a translation that works for you, where that makes your heart sing, and then you study what it actually says in the Hebrew and the Greek, and that's just the fundamental study of it. You keep going deeper and deeper and deeper in that, but there's no substitute for actually looking up, what are the Hebrew words here? What are the Greek words here? And what I actually, when I pull up the Bible, I actually go, okay, when I pull up, like, I love Bible Gateway, okay? Even though Bible Gateway took off the Passion translation, they took it out, it was on there, and then they took it off. So nope, we're not going to have that anymore because they just got too much hate mail from it. Like, the guy just took too much liberty in translating it. I really wish they hadn't done that, because I think that there's so many beautiful things in the Passion translation. It's not about the kind of a study that is word for word for word in translating the literal study of the Hebrew and Greek. But I want to just tell you this, like, well, the King James is a literal study. No, it is not. If it was a literal study, some of the words would be at the back of the sentence than it is at the end of the sentence. That's the way it is whenever you translate a language. Some of them do not have the word "the," so we add the word "the." It's not a literal. You have to, in order to translate it, you have to do the best that you can, but you're going to have to add words and you're going to have to take away words. That's how it works. And this is just basic understanding of how translation works. So the Passion Translation, which is, there's a lot of criticism that comes against the Passion Translation, but I think that the brother who did that did exactly what he was trying to do. It is a very dramatic interpretation that comes from the slant of the love of God of the Bible. A very dramatic interpretation of the Bible that comes from the slant of the love of God. And I think that that was exactly what he was trying to do. And I think it's very legitimate in the scope that it was intended to be. So those are the first things that I want to say. The first 10 minutes that I spent here just talking about Bible translations. And like Leanna loves the Jewish, what is it? The Jewish History Bible? The Tree of Life. Yeah. And I'm like, why? I'm like, it doesn't even use the word Moses. It uses, what is it? Moshe. I'm like, I don't want to read Moshe. I want to read Moses. Like, why? I'm like, it gets on my nerves. Yes, but it's just beautiful to me. Okay, well, praise God. There's nothing wrong with that. It's awesome. I ain't going to do it, but you're welcome to do it. Other translations as well. The Scofield Study Bible. Okay, Schofield. I already told you that I like the King James. I like to study in the King James. And then when I find something that fascinates me, I pull it up on Bible Gateway. I will pull up every single translation of that same exact verse. And it's easy. You just click on the verse, and then it goes to every single translation that they have. And I go, oh, wow, look at this. So-and-so, Darby, the Darby Bible, puts that verse this way. Wow. Never heard that before. That's big. Wow, this one actually leaves this part out entirely and adds something completely different. I do that. And then after I look at all of them and after I have studied the word, if I'm going to preach it, I know that if I'm teaching it, I'm going to have to say, do you know what that means? It means, and then that's going to be the Pastor Troy version of it. So that's how it works. And that's supposed to be a beautiful process, and it's not supposed to be a religious exercise. That's supposed to be a beautiful, intimate process of discovery. Now, the kinds of Bibles, I talked about different kinds of translations. Let me talk about different kinds of Bibles, because that is also something that you need to figure out for you. What kind of Bible do you like? So girls, what kind of Bibles do y'all have and what do y'all like? So, okay, no, those are translations. But what kind of Bible? Okay, let me stop. Let me say this. Okay, so Rebecca, whose first language is Spanish, can you imagine how bizarre King James must be to her? Because she still has to interpret it in her mind and within her heart. So there's no reason why Rebecca would use the King James Version, unless you have a religious rule that says you can only use the King James Version. And I want to just say that's a bunch of bogus baloney. Right on. So, but then as far as actual Bibles, so do you girls, you're studying the Bible, do you just get it's just NIV Bible. That's just all it is. And, or do you have kinds of Bibles that have studies in them and those kinds of things? What do those look like for you? Hang on a second. Talking to the mic. Yeah. You don't, it's okay. You don't have to be, it's okay.
No, just, but am I on? Yeah. There was one that was a spirit-filled Bible.
Yes, yes.
And so when I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, that was really big for me. But I actually just ordered the one that you showed us the other day. That was, what was it called?
It's called a Thompson Chain Reference.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about that because that is really
so
cool.
So good.
That's really cool.
It's so stinking good. And I'll talk to you guys about a Thompson Chain Reference here in a minute. Spiritual Warfare Bible. There's prophetic and journals and things. Modern English Version. Okay, that's another big time version is Modern English Version. And I always compare my King James in a Bible Gateway. I always compare it to modern. That's modern English Version is one of those things as well, because mm-hmm. I know I'm going to preach it. And I'm like, oh, dude, that's a smarter way to say that whenever you're telling them what it is.
Yeah.
And so, again, to me, I just think you got to be open-hearted about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not open-hearted to any form of deception, and I come across some bullcrappery sometimes in studying the mm-hmm. Bible and going through different translations, and I go, that was somebody woke that translated that way, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I have preferences. Like when it comes to AI, I'm a Grok guy, and I'm not a Meta guy, and even though it shows up on my Apple, what is it that when you ask Apple?
Siri.
Yeah, that is Siri. But what is Siri?
Siri is ChatGPT. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, ChatGPT is one of the most convenient ones to use. So I'd be stupid not to use it. But now I'm going to tell you this. It has offended me so many times.
Same.
It's made me so stinking mad. Do you know, when I was getting ready for my Mother's Day episode, when I was getting ready to do Mother's Day, I got on there and I went to AI and I said, hey, ChatGPT, I am preaching a sermon. My name is Troy Brewer, and I want you to look up famous historical moms that Troy Brewer would be happy to tell people about. First one that came up was Michelle Obama. I'm sorry.
Wow, are you serious?
Big Mike came up on there.
No way.
That was ChatGPT's excellent example of the greatest American mother.
That's crazy.
I was like, you are demon possessed, man. I'm getting mad right now thinking about it. Like, that is absolutely, that they had put Big Mike on there as the greatest example of an American mother. And that was the first thing that came up. And I was like, ooh. Things like, anyway, I could start talking about this. So I strictly use Grok. I'm a Grok guy. If I'm doing study and I'm asking for examples in history for this and this and this and this and this. Another thing that I use AI for in a Bible study, which is so cool, is I'll say, if I'm studying like, okay, we were talking about the kingdom of heaven suffer violent and the violent take it by force. I will go to AI and I will say, tell me, show me the commentary that, and I will list famous preachers throughout the centuries and say, what did they say about it?
That's cool.
And I will read every single one of those things. And I don't have to look that up or anything.
Well, I will say though, for us, hi guys, I am here. You have to be careful because we did this for the Pulse one day and we said, give us a verse like with a date. Cause you know, you've trained us to look up the date. Like, okay, it's 5:11. Let's look up 5:11 verses. And it gave us what it thought we wanted to hear. So it gave us a very Troy verse about the heavens declaring the glory of the Lord. And it gave us the reference and it was not it.
It was not it.
It was it just lied. Telling us what we wanted to hear. And
it lied.
I'm like, back to Bible Gateway.
Guys, we come across that all the time in AI and we say, hey, give me 10 verses on the subject of so-and-so. It's great to be able to do that.
I love
that technology. But sometimes in the midst of that, that AI will lie and give you a false scripture. Mm-hmm. It's not even a real scripture.
Yep.
And oh, who's calling? Wait, hang on a second, guys. It's Leanna. Hang on a second. Hang on. Wait. You guys just hold on. You guys just keep on filming. Hello?
I found Spaz.
Okay, guys, look, I'm on a podcast right now. So let me see here. Leanna found this dog. What did you find me, baby?
Oh, no. Aww. No.
It's your baby.
Is that a real animal?
My God. Leanna, you are not bringing that dog home.
Is that a hairless cat?
I'm just telling you right now. Is that a hairless? It's a hairless dog.
It is.
Oh, King Jesus. Listen. Will you please pray about No, I don't think he did. I really don't think he did, Leanna. Hey, can I call you back after I finish this cool podcast?
Yes, I love you,
sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So they will lie. AI will lie. And if you, Leanna's wanting a new dog. And by the way, we have a baby deer that lives on the back porch that we have to bottle feed. We have three dogs, one, a giant mastiff that guards all of my goats. I have, actually, we only have two dogs right now. The other one recently died. Well, now I'm sad.
Aww.
I'm over it. Okay. So then, and we have Louis Vuitton. Funny. And the reason why I call him Louis Vuitton, he's a little, what is he? He's a Shih Tzu or something?
A Yorkie. He's Yorkie.
Oh, yeah, he's a part of Yorkie. Okay. Well, I named him Louis Vuitton because he's very expensive. Yet worthless all at the same time. And so his name is Louie. And then I have a cat named Leonard Skinner. Okay. I have 150 chickens. I have 7 peacocks. I have about 15 goats. I have 2 donkeys, 1 horse, 9 ducks. And I'm telling you, it's an everyday battle. Leanna wants a new animal.
And you're about to have a hairless dog.
She wants a llama. She wants a llama. Troy, I need a llama. You don't need a llama. She doesn't need a llama. I need y'all to pray for me. But in finishing up this conversation, I would like to say that when it comes to Bible study and when it comes to studying the Word of God, There's different kinds of Bibles as well. If you're new at studying the Word of God, I'd say find a translation that works for you and then go to and then do a study on that. First, just learn what it says in any translation and then talk to your friends and talk to your family about it and talk to your pastor about it, okay? Just get the Word of God in you and then begin to learn how to study. I would also say get Bibles that will encourage you to study. Thompson chain reference is what I've had since I first got saved for the past 40 years. And I also want to say this, I have an entire bookshelf. I bet I have several hundred Bibles. I bet I have probably 300 Bibles, maybe even more than that. The oldest Bible that I have is from the 1740s. And I bought it in England, and it's from 1740. And I thought, man, that thing is older than the United States. That's crazy. So I love Bibles. You can barely read it. It's barely, even though it's in English, it's very barely readable. But a Thompson's Chain Bible, Chain Reference Bible, is really cool because let's just say you started off in John 1, and John 1, of course, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Over to the side of John 1, it would probably have in the beginning, okay? And then it's going to take you to every single scripture throughout the Bible, so it's a chain. So then it's going to go from John, and it's going to go to in the book of Acts, what is a scripture that goes with that verse? And then from Acts, it's going to go into the next one, the next one, the next one that have to do with the same exact subject. And then if you're like, wow, because beside, I'm just using this one, I have no idea if this even says it, but like in the beginning, it will say in the beginning, it will give the next verse. And then on top of that, it'll say 25:16. You go to the back of the Bible and you look up the number 25:16, and it's all the verses that it's printed, all the verses for you that it wants you to go all the way through the Bible reading. And so sometimes it's good to just know the verses, and sometimes it's good to go ahead and daisy chain all the way through the Bible, because that's like the difference between taking a shovel and going out in a field and digging one hole at a time, or getting in a tractor and plowing through the whole field. And both of those ways are important. I also want to say this as well. It is very good to know the Bible, what's the word I'm looking for? Topically. And so, like, but there's a problem with studying the Bible topically. It's exactly like what I just said, and I'll get into that here in just a minute. But I want to say this. If you don't know the Bible topically, you don't know how to apply the Word of God to your life. And so you must know the Bible topically. So a topic study Bible is very good. So it's like, okay, like, give me a subject. Somebody give me a subject. You guys, I want y'all to start throwing
wisdom.
Subject. Wisdom, okay. Wisdom. The wisdom is the beginning of the fear of the Lord. The spirit of wisdom is found within the book of Proverbs. Wisdom and counsel come from God. Solomon had more wisdom than anybody else because he asked for it. Wisdom is worth more than gold and precious jewels. Okay, I just gave you five verses. Okay, somebody give me another one.
Justice.
Let justice flow like a river. Amos, I think that's 11. Justice and mercy are the foundations of the throne of God. Justice and righteousness. Do justice and work righteousness. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's three verses. Let not justice and mercy depart from you. Justice and truth. Let there be justice and truth. For the Lord cometh, and justice is in his reins. Okay, give me another one. Hearing the voice of God. Hearing the voice of God. Simon, son of Jonah, no man has told you this, but my Father which is in heaven, and upon this rock I will build my church. And he turned to see the voice.
Stranger's voice I will not follow.
A stranger's voice, yep, they will not follow. That's a good one. My sheep hear my voice, and stranger's voice say they will not follow. Yeah, okay, so those are, so a door. Okay, I can think of a ton of door verses. Mm-hmm. You're wearing a hat. Can you guys think of any? I'm wearing a hat. Can you guys think of any hat verses?
I know there's stuff about head coverings.
Okay, that's good. So what are your head covering verse?
I don't know.
Do you know what my favorite one is? Tells women to cover their heads lest they tempt the angels. What do you think that means?
What does that mean?
I know what it means. Sister.
What does it mean?
It's not good. It means that the fallen angel, and it says that you tempt the angels, meaning not just spirits, not just that literally that I'm about to get off into it, and I don't want to. So
I've never heard that.
You don't know the scripture? No. Look it up. Look it up right now. Where Paul says, "Ladies, you need to cover your heads, and you need to grow lots of hair, lest you tempt the angels." And it literally means sexually.
Is that 1 Corinthians?
Yeah, look it up. Is it in the Bible?
Yeah.
What does it say?
It is for this reason that a woman ought to have authority over her own head because of the angels. This is another trend. That was NIV.
Let's see.
Because of the, therefore, the woman should have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. That's another one.
Read it. Read it in King James again. That's why you got to have King James.
Yeah, they're all different. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. New King James. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
so as to not offend them, Amplified says that.
As to not offend them. Yeah. Interesting, right? Interesting. Okay. I want to say this too. Isn't it interesting that in the Luciferian culture, the high priestess, they always have to shave their heads. Isn't it interesting that nuns have to shave their heads? Isn't it interesting that Orthodox Jewish women have to shave their heads?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that Hindu priestesses have to shave their heads? How about them apples? Okay. Anyway, but the bottom line is I'm just trying to tell you, while a lot of people, like, there's a lot of streams of ministry that I love, like Calvary Chapel, for example. I love Calvary Chapel. And anytime you hear a Calvary Chapel sermon, they only preach line by line by line sermons. So they're like, okay. And they actually think it's blasphemy to preach topically.
Wow.
Okay. And like, if you do a Bible study with them, they're going to say, okay, we're in 1 Corinthians 11. And they're going to go through the whole chapter. And it's a big part of their denomination that you don't break that rule. Okay. You don't break that rule. Okay. While I love that, and while I respect that, and while I understand the need for understanding the Word of God in the whole application of it, I also want to, I should say this in context. I also want to say this too. I'm about to say something smart and I don't want to do that. I just want to say this. You have to know the Word of God topically to be able to use the Word of God.
Yeah.
And so I would say do both studies. Read the entire chapter and also understand it topically.
Context.
Yep. Okay. Well, guys, that's all the time I have for today. I was going to go through the book of John, but I never even got to
next time. We're
talking about studying the Bible. Right on. And we'll end up doing that next time. Guys, get fired up about studying the Word of God and get you a cool translation that works for you, and be prepared to go to Bible Hub and Bible Gateway. Actually, Bible Gateway. I like Bible Gateway. It's just my own personal preference. And look at all the different translations and actually do that. And then come up with how do you say that verse, and what does that mean to you? And keep reading, as my good friend Joseph Z always says, keep reading the Bible until it starts to talk to you. All right, guys, I'm going to turn it back over to my friends. Bye.
All right, y'all. Well, you are on the experiential end of having a front row seat to what it's like to study the Bible, for one. But also, y'all, I hope that you didn't miss it. Y'all were able to see how Pastor Troy studies God's Word. Now, please do not make the mistake of thinking that the only way that you can study God's Word is the way that Pastor Troy was going through it. What he would really want for all of us to be reminded of, and what he just shared, is that every single person is deserving to hear the gospel in the language that they understand. That's why there are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of Bible translations, is because it's on the heart of God that every single person hears the gospel, hears the good news of Jesus, hears the way that he's called us to live, the healthy way, the correct way, the God way to live, and God's Word shows us that. So that said, each of you, myself included, we all deserve to study the Bible in a way that connects us with God's heart. So if you take one or two or three things that he shared, if there's another Bible study teacher that you enjoy, that's great. I would just ask, as your brother in Christ, that you really seek the Lord and say, God, would you show me the way that I'm going to study your Word that's special between you and me? And then just trust it, that whenever God reveals something to you, grab hold of it with everything that you have. You just saw how Pastor Troy does that, and we want that for y'all too. It's important, especially in a year like this, where there is so many things are moving quickly. That's okay. God moves way quicker than anything we're watching. When things are shaking, that's okay. Things around us can shake. God's hand is not shaking. We can totally trust him, and we can trust his word. So we hope that you've enjoyed Bible study today with Pastor Troy. And if you want more of this, let us know. And if there's specific Bible study topics that you're interested in, please let us know. You can put them in the comment section here, and the moderators will keep track of it. You can give us a call. Call the call center and say, hey, I know you are doing Bible studies. I've been interested in this, 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 and this, or my friend and I were talking about this. What it could be, we could already have content available on it, and we can just send you that directly. You would be waiting just for a link to something on ODX or one of the counter episodes. There could be a specific counter episode that Pastor Troy and his friends have done that we can send you the information and get you something accurate, get you something healthy, get you something biblical that you can take the next step with. So, but if you do, if you are curious about something and you haven't seen any conversation about it, let us know what that is. And we would love to walk with you through that and see what God's word says. Like Pastor Troy says, hey, nobody has to know everything. Let's just stop that. There's nobody that has to know everything about everything, but we do need to know what Jesus thinks about everything. And the way that we do that is through prayer, through fellowship, through taking our next steps, through trusting the Lord, and through reading his word. So again, none of y'all have to know everything. Stop it. And I'm so glad that I don't either. That takes the pressure off. But we do need to know. We do need to know what Jesus thinks about everything. And that's what we're doing. Guys, God bless you. We look forward to joining you in another episode of The Pulse. And again, give us a call. Let us know how you're doing. We love y'all. Thank you so much for joining in on this. And we'll see you next time. God bless you.